Hello and welcome to episode 16 of the Femi Olaniyan podcast, the best podcast where you listen to content on personal finance, productivity and lifestyle. My name is Femi Olaniyan and I'm a finance YouTuber and podcaster, and I'm also a gentle guy. Yeah, man. Yeah, in this episode, guys, I'm going to be sharing with you my top 5 lessons from Rich Dad Poor Dad. As you can see from the topic, we are talking about Rich Dad Poor Dad. Yeah, the book by Robert Kiyosaki. Now, you know, if you've been following me for a while, you know that every month since the beginning of this year, I've been reading at least one personal finance book. And then for January, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. For February, I read Think and Grow Rich. And for March, I read How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, I couldn't wait for April and May. I said that in my last episode. And then for this month, June, I'm currently reading The Rules of Wealth. And you know something, out of all these books that I have read, you know, the best one is still Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I don't think there will actually be a personal finance book that will take over that. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's my number one personal finance book. You know, if someone should say, okay, if I wanted to recommend a personal finance book for me, I'll tell you, go and read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you've not read any personal finance book, make sure you read that. But in this episode, I'll be sharing with you guys my top 5 lessons. I will just talk about the book. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Yo, welcome back to the podcast. So let me ask you guys, how did your week go? I hope you guys had a great week. You know, well, for me, my own week was like full of resting and I was lazy to create content. Like, for example, you know, last week Sunday after I dropped episode 15, then on Monday, I recorded 2 videos for my YouTube channel. Then on Tuesday, I was like, okay, I need to rest. Then, you know, I was watching Netflix. I was, you know, eating, watching movies, just sleeping throughout the day. On Tuesday, I didn't even go out. Then on Wednesday, I was like, okay, I have to create videos. Then I was lazy again. I couldn't create on Wednesday. I was watching Netflix, eating, sleeping. Then on Thursday, I visited a friend, so I didn't have time. Then on Friday, I slept again. I was just sleeping at home, like I was resting. Then Saturday, you know, I went for a wedding. You know, the reason why I was actually resting is not because I don't want to create any content. You know, for like the past 2 months, I've not been really resting. And even a friend even reached out to me. I was like, Femi, you really need to rest. You know, you've been creating content every time, YouTube, podcast, trading, even schoolwork, you know. So I really need to rest. And currently I'm actually on holiday, so you know, I need to find time to rest well before school will resume now and then schoolwork again, you get, and school stress. So that's why I've been really taking my time to really rest and, you know, have time for myself. So that's why I'm actually creating content just once in a week. So Monday tomorrow, now I'll just create 2 videos for my YouTube channel for the week, and that's all. So every Monday I'm creating 2 videos, and then on Sunday I create my podcast. So the remaining days of the week are just for me, for myself. So that's why I've been really, really resting these days. Yeah, so my week has been full of resting. I was really resting throughout the week, and I think I'll be doing this, you know, regularly. Yeah. So yesterday we celebrated our Democracy Day, June 12th. Nigeria celebrated our Democracy Day, and you know, it wasn't like we didn't even celebrate yesterday. It was the opposite. You know, Nigerians went out to the street to protest against bad governance, insecurity, terrorism, banditry, and you know, things like that. And hashtag Buhari must go or end Buhari, and really Buhari must go. Honestly, I don't think we can wait till 2023. That's fucking far. Sorry for that word. You know, 2023 is still far. We can't wait till then, because this government is not even doing anything to give this country hope, to make this country better at all. And even yesterday, some policemen were even shooting at some protesters in some states in this country, and we are still practicing democracy. Honestly, Nigerian leaders are disgracing us when it comes to in the international space. Honestly, they are disgracing Nigeria, and it's really, really bad. You know, Nigerians are good people, they are great people, they are talented people, but then we have leaders who don't even want us to make progress in this country, and it's really, really, really bad. And I just hope that we don't have to wait until 2023 before this Buhari thing we just even leave. Honestly, we need new set of people to rule us in Nigeria, and I hope that that will come to pass very soon. Now to the main stuff of this episode, you know, share with you guys my top 5 lessons from Rich Dad Poor Dad book. You know, when I wanted to start this personal finance book stuff, you know, in January, I was like, okay, let me start with Rich Dad Poor Dad, because I've been wanting to read this book for a very, very long time. But I was like, well, I'll read it later. You get? So I was like, okay, since I want to be dedicated to this thing, like reading one personal finance book every month. Okay, let me start with this book. So, you know, I started reading this book, and then just reading like the first 10 pages, I was like, man, I really need to finish this book. I finished this book in just, I think, 2 weeks. I finished it in 2 weeks, the second week and third week of January. That was when I finished, read that, poured that, and since then I've been like, wow, I must read this book again. And yes, I'll still read it again. And even when I was reading it, I was even jotting some things down for you to know that I was really learning from that book. I was jotting some things down. Now, this book is the kind of book that will change your mentality for good when it comes to finance, when it comes to money, you know, financial stuff generally. This book will change your mentality for good, and that is why we advise you guys also to get this book to read. If you want to get this book, after sharing with you my top 5 lessons, I'm going to tell you a link where you can go to and get the free PDF for this book. Yeah, now to my top 5 lessons from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I think the first lesson I learned from that book is to know the difference between assets and liabilities. Now, you know, there was something Robert Kiyosaki said in that book. He said, the first step to financial literacy is to know the difference between assets and liabilities. Now, what are assets? Assets is simply what, those things that bring money to you, those things that make you money. While liabilities are those things that take money away from you, those things that you spend your money on and they don't even give you money. Now, for example, your assets are things like your cash, the money you have, your investments, like, okay, if you're investing in crypto, mutual funds, stocks, things like that, they are your assets. And okay, if you also have real estate, that your assets, you know, if you have home that you're renting to people, that's your asset. And also, if you have a car you are using to make money, maybe for you're using it for public transport or maybe Uber, that's an asset for you. Now, liabilities are those things that take money away from you. Like, let's say, for example, your house that you're not renting, that you're living in, is a liability to you. Yes, your house you're living in is a liability. Your car is a liability if you're not using it to make money. I'm not now saying you should move out of your house and rent it or something, or maybe go and be using your car for Uber. I'm just only trying to make you know the difference between assets and liabilities. And like I said earlier, you know, the first step to financial literacy is to know the difference between assets and liabilities. So that's the first lesson. Now, the second lesson is to reduce your liabilities. Now, you already know those things that are making money from you for you, and you know those things that are taking money away from you, which are your liabilities. Now, you need to reduce your liabilities. You know, the reason why a lot of people are poor, maybe they are not rich, is because they have too much liabilities, or maybe their liabilities are more than their assets. Now, let's say, for example, okay, your assets are making you like 1 million naira, and then your liabilities are taking like 1.5 million naira from you every month, or okay, let me say every year. Anyhow, you want to calculate it, you know, it shows that your liabilities are more than your assets, and you really need to reduce your liabilities. Because when you don't really reduce your liabilities, that will make you go into debt, that will make you to start borrowing money, that will make you to start living fake life, that will make you to start, you know, to start being poor, you know, that kind of thing. You understand what I'm saying? So you really need to reduce your expenses, and if you read this book, you really learn that, and you even know how you can reduce your expenses. The third lesson is to control your emotions as an investor. Now, let's take, for example, you are investing into the stock market, or maybe cryptocurrencies. Now, you need to know how to control your emotions as an investor. Now, you know, you must be able to invest what you can risk. Don't say, because, oh man, I want to make plenty money, I must, you know, invest all my money, I must invest all my savings, you know, my life savings, I must put it because you want to make big money. No, you don't have to do that when it comes to stock market or even investment generally. As an investor, you must be able to know your risk tolerance. You must be able to know, okay, how much am I ready to risk, how much am I ready to put into this, and you must focus on your process. Now, you know, you can have your own process and be making like 100k every month. Now, because someone else has his own process where he's making 1 million naira every month, doesn't mean you should forget about your own process and then start focusing on another person's process. Follow your own process. Don't say because you want to make mad money, you know, that's what greediness will cause. It can even make you to even lose your money. So you have to make sure you're focusing on your own process. Yeah, and another way to control your emotions as an investor is to be prepared to lose money. You know, as an investor, you will lose money and you will make money. What you just have to know is that you must be able to make more money than you lose. That's what will make you a profitable investor. So, number 3 lesson from the book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, is to always control your emotions as an investor. Number 4 lesson from the book is to always read books. Yes, always read books. You know, I've learned a lot about money, personal development from just reading books. And even Robert Kiyosaki in the book, he said most of the lessons he learned about money, or let's say finance, were gotten from reading books, from, you know, books he was reading about finance. And me too, most of the lessons I've learned about money, most of the things I share on my YouTube channel and even on this podcast, were gotten from books that I'm reading, personal finance books that I'm reading. I've read up to like 5 personal finance books now since I started reading book last year. I've read up to like 5 now, and I've really learned a lot about personal finance, personal development and growth, even productivity from these books. All you have to do is to just, you know, pick one book, even if it's just a page a day, or even, you know, 10 pages a week, or even maybe just one book for every 2 months, or anyhow you want to do it. Just like I'm doing one personal finance book every month, you must be able to, you know, discipline yourself to be able to read that book, finish it, and be able to take lessons from that book. Now, my 5th lesson from The Rich Dad Poor Dad book is to surround yourself with better people. You know, I always tell people that the kind of friends you have will determine the kind of investment you do, will determine the kind of way you spend your money. You know, if you have the kind of friends that they only want to party, they only want to spend money on liabilities, they don't even want to talk about business or even how to move forward, how to make money, man, you have the wrong set of friends. Honestly, I'll be serious, if that's the only thing they think of. Now, there's nothing wrong in you having friends who want to party and at the same time want to make money. Yes, that's very nice. At least have fun and make money, that's good. But if you just have friends who just want to have fun, who just want to party, who just want to carry girls and all of that, you have the wrong set of people. So surrounding yourself with better people is one of the best lessons I've learned from The Rich Dad Poor Dad book. So these are the 5 lessons I learned from this book. The top 5 lessons. I really learned a lot from the book. Let me just, you know, do a recap. The first one is to know the difference between your assets and liabilities. The second one is to reduce your liabilities. The third one is to always control your emotions as an investor. Number 4 is to always read books. And number 5 is to surround yourself with better people. Now, if you want to get the PDF for this book, I'll drop the link in the description of this episode. So just check it, tap the link, you'll download the free PDF for this book, and make sure you try and read this book. Yes, you guys should try and read Rich Dad Poor Dad. So make sure you read that book. Yeah, so that's what I have for you guys today. So we'll see in the next episode, where I'll be talking more on personal finance and productivity. See you guys later. Bye.